So week to week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic addresses a health issue and explains how we can deal with it naturally. So good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn.
And what do you have for us today?
Well, you know, it's been a pretty hot summer, and I wanted to talk about a holistic perspective on water and hydration. You know, our earth is actually made of about 71% water, and it's just a little bit more than the human brain, which actually floats at about 70%. And in fact, water comprises up to about 55 to 60% of our entire bodies. So it's really important to stay well hydrated. And I'm going to talk about three common hydration myths. The first one I want to talk about is water the best way to hydrate? And the truth is it really depends. For most of the year, water on its own should really be enough. But when we sweat, particularly on hot days or after a lot of exercise, we don't only sweat water, but we actually sweat out minerals, things like sodium and potassium. And these are called electrolytes, and they're very vital in keeping our body balanced and hydrated and keeping the muscles working effectively. And, you know, so sometimes even adding a pinch of Himalayan salt or a splash of apple or lemon juice to your water on days like these actually go a long way to replenishing the electrolytes. And, you know, when we talk about dehydration, sometimes we think about in the summer, people get dehydrated. Believe it or not, even in the winter, people get very dehydrated because we're in very warm houses. There's not a lot of hydration. And the common signs of dehydration include extreme thirst, tired muscles, dizziness and disorientation, and a dark colored urine. But sometimes even I had a patient the other day who had some blood work done, and their potassium levels on their blood work was actually low. And you know, we were wondering why that was, and it was probably because they did a 12-hour fast for the blood work, and then they actually didn't drink enough water, and their potassium is quite low. And all these electrolytes are really important to prevent some of these issues, because some of the symptoms associated with ongoing symptoms of dehydration are things like constipation, fatigue, muscle weakness, headache, and dry skin. And these are common things that people come in with. So from a naturopathic perspective, when we're identifying some of these symptoms, we want to basically, you know, look at some basic things like water and hydration and those kinds of things that are important to the body.
So you've mentioned that you're going to talk about three different myths about hydration, and we've run out of time. So maybe if someone wants to talk to you about hydration and your holistic approach to hydrating your body, they could call you for your complimentary consultation?
Absolutely. They can give me a call at 905-707-2001.
And thornhillnaturopathic.ca, the website, is a link from my website, marilyns.ca. I know you offer that 15-minute consultation either over the phone or in person. So do take Dr. Rosendahl up on her offer. Ask your questions and learn how to deal with your health naturally. The phone number again, 905-707-2001. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and maybe we can learn the other two myths next time.
Okay, thank you so much, Marilyn.